An important part of Icelanders' fight for independence was acquiring a national flag. In 1897, the poet Einar Benediktsson proposed a blue flag with a white cross. This flag quickly became the chief symbol of the independence fight, and it was used extensively in Iceland, although it was not formally legalised. On the 12th of June 1913, in a unique act, a Danish Coast Guard ship confiscated the early Icelandic flag in Reykjavik harbour. The lead up to this was that an Icelander rowed around the harbour for pleasure in a small rowing boat, flying the blue and white flag. The flag is displayed here. News of the flag's confiscation spread like wildfire around Reykjavik. It roused great anger and protest. The Danish flags that had flown in honour of the Coast Guard ship were immediately lowered and replaced with blue and white flags. Boats clustered around the Coast Guard ship, flying blue and white flags. When the captain of the Coast Guard ship met with Icelandic leaders in the Ministry Offices building, protesters assembled outside and sang nationalistic songs. The group followed the captain down to the harbour when he left the building. That evening, an open meeting was held and a forceful protest against the confiscation of the flag was passed. After the meeting, people went through the town's streets, singing and blowing horns. Icelanders' current national flag was legalised in 1915, and as the international flag in 1918, when the country achieved home rule.